2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 4:46. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
one of the co-founders of the FANEX convention is under arrest in Hawaii and accused of threatening to bomb multiple sites here in Utah earlier this month. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
Second, Salt Lake County Health Department says two suspected cases of monkeypox have been confirmed by the CDC. They don't believe there's a threat to the general public. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's I-215 South Belt, where we have a multiple vehicle crash, possible injuries westbound near State Street. It is causing heavy stop-and-go delays past 13th East. Also, northbound Highway 89, a long, slow ride tonight. This is northbound from Fruit Heights up to I-84. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hottest day so far this year arrives tomorrow as highs head for the low 90s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. 79 degrees in Salt Lake City. Time for the in-depth, and we continue our coverage of yesterday's shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Joining me live from San Antonio, ABC News correspondent Dennis Foley. Dennis, thank you for coming on. What are you seeing in the community? Are they in shock?
Yeah, and it's just one of those moments where, you know, one day, you know, it's a peaceful period, you know, other than, you know, they've been dealing with some illegal immigration issues in the town there. But, you know, sending off kids to school, their last day was set to be Thursday, and everything just kind of came to a screeching halt all of a sudden.
Is it the kind of thing where public events are being canceled all over? Granted, San Antonio is, what, about 60 miles from Uvalde?
Yeah, about 80 miles or so. So I don't believe there's anything in San Antonio being canceled, but in Uvalde, they, you know, canceled high school graduation, any school-related events. It's also a town of about 16,000, so you know, there aren't a lot of events to cancel. But basically, everything's on hold there while you got the police, state police, FBI, Border Patrol, all on the scene there, still doing their investigations.
And we've been hearing the gunmen had made threatening social media posts. What do we know about those?
Yeah, so it's kind of a general characterization of him being off, you know, eerie, creepy. The governor Greg Abbott had been saying that there wasn't much of an upfront or foreshadowing in terms of threats on social media, but about 30 minutes before these attacks happened, you know, he was basically forecasting what he was going to do, that he was going to shoot his grandmother. Then he did a Facebook post after he shot his grandmother, and then did another post that he was going to the elementary school and telegraphed what these events were going to be just mere minutes before they happened.
And his grandmother survived.
Yeah, she was shot in the face. She's in critical condition. And after being shot in the face, she was the one who called police. And that started getting the police interest in finding this 18-year-old shooter, as he ended up getting to the elementary school and the school officers there confronting him, and then him getting in, and then him eventually carrying out his massacre.
Thank you for the update from San Antonio, ABC News correspondent Dennis Foley.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night. two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.